Greetings and welcome all to the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Every week, our intrepid cast of gamers will do their level best to somehow ruin their game master's intricately designed adventure. But without further ado, here is your game master, Scormy.
Hey there, everybody, welcome back to Knights of the Tabletop podcast. I'm your DM, Scormus. And joining me again today is Bayless.
Hello.
Ten Knife.
Hi.
And Zircon.
Yo, yo, yo.
And quick recap, for those who haven't been listening the last few weeks, our intrepid adventurers went to fair, apparently got ill there, went home, fell into a deep sleep. Somebody tried to burn their house down with them in it. They came out, chased off the assailants, and then, after getting all geared up, went out looking for the assailants to see if they could find the arsonists. Came across some dark, monstrous figures in just off of an alleyway, and fought them and destroyed them. But they bellowed, and now coming down the street are a whole bunch more at a run. So there is this thick pea soup fog. You can't see 2 inches in front of your face, but they can hear them coming. Hear their guttural voices. Hear the heavy footfalls as they come rushing down the cobblestone street. What do you do? Oh, that's right. You guys all went and hid in the alley.
What I'd like to do, actually,
we were already in the alley. We didn't.
If there is time, I do have, what are those beads? Those thieves beads that you use to, like, spread on the floor and make
cow traps?
No, he has ball bearings.
Yeah, ball bearings. I'd like to loot,
you have a bag of, I think it's like 1,000 ball bearings. You can either dump it out, or you can reach in and grab a handful and throw them out.
I'm gonna dump,
it's up to you.
I'm gonna get a couple handfuls and toss them out to the street. Maybe, like, half my bag.
He reaches into his sack, grabs his balls, and flings them out into the street.
That's how I live my life, man.
Tick, 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 tick. Echoes through the alley and through the street. The sound of metal bearings on cobblestone. You can see dark figures through the fog because of the shadows. Most continue to rush forward, but some kind of halted their headward rush. There's a bunch. You can't see how many, but there's just a lot. That's all you can tell. And only one appears to slip on some ball bearings and fall to the ground.
Hey, that's
with a heavy thud and a guttural cry.
That is a victory for me.
They seem to be now running their feet along the ground, kicking. You know, not stepping. Kicking forward, keeping, kind of shuffling to prevent from slipping. They're smart. They adapt.
So what about that plan? At least I got one.
Okay.
Out of the first couple that did not fall, one of them comes across the corpse of the one on the left, the dark figure, and cries out. And the others start rushing forward. I mean, there's not much left in the second one. You kind of blew him to negative 24 hit points. He went, but the other, the dark figure that was laying on the ground, killed only negative 8.
Yes. Welcome to the Gallagher Show.
You left giblets.
Yes. They are appear to be moving around like they're looking or trying to, you know, look around, and although they're probably as blind in the fog as you are, all you can see is the shadows of these amorphous humanoid figures that appear to be trying to find the assailants of their companions. Would you care to roll initiatives?
Sure.
Oh, man.
That's not bad. That's a 17.
22. 22.
17. What's your dex?
Just two.
We are on the ball today.
Oh, my dex is, it's 15.
I'm sorry. Okay, so, Spark. What was
17.
It? 17.
I rolled a 15 plus
Irvin.
17. I go before he does.
17. I'll check yours. Coins?
22.
22. All right. And I'm sorry, what is your dexterity?
My dexterity is 16.
And yours
15.
Is 15? Okay. So we'll have...
Yeah, she checked on that already.
No, but I'm checking for something else.
Mm-hmm. Stomach.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me... Yours. Yours.
Which ones are the monsters that get to go before us?
All right. Now, like I said, I described these, the shapes that you could see in the dark as these shadowy, dark figures between 6 and 8 feet tall, kind of hunched over with elongated limbs, and that's all you could really tell. They seem hunched over in the darkness, and they appear to have clawed hands. From the quick bits you've seen that you saw and that Vervin saw, Spark and Vervin saw from attacks upon themselves. But now these have called after finding the corpse of their friend and the, well, giblets of what was left of the other. An even bigger one
Oops.
Appears. His shadow towers above the others. He pushes through the crowd and appears to look down, crouches down a bit towards the corpse that was left. His shadow fills the entryway of the alley. You can't see the slit lights. Coins, you're first. What do you do?
Is there a clear vantage point? What I want to do is I want to throw some ball bearings away from us. I want to create a distraction so that they go away from us.
Well, unfortunately, Bad Nasty, unless you can somehow throw it way up high and over, down the street, it's not going to work so well for you.
Actually.
But back down the alley, you can clearly throw stuff. That's not going to help you much.
Well, what if I took a mage handful of stuff and dropped it across? Would I be able to do that, or is the fog too thick?
Mage hand can carry plenty. There is a chance they could detect the mage hand, though.
It's just invisible.
Say. Yes, the ball bearings aren't.
Oh. It's a little ball bearing.
Not a ball bearing.
I was going to do, like, maybe 4 or 5. Just enough to make a noise.
That's still, it's something they may see.
Okay,
letting
okay.
You know.
All right.
So that's what you want to do?
A little bit along the crack.
Down across the way somewhere?
Mm-hmm. And just, like, drop them somewhere so that they make a noise and that they run towards that.
So out goes your mage hand. Bah.
They're oblivious.
Oh, that's...
All right, so... Vervin, you can hear the ball bearings go tick, tick, tick. And Spark and Coins, you both hear... Tick, 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 down the, yeah, across the street. They don't seem to notice at all. I rolled a 3 and a 2 for their perceptions.
Can I just do it again?
It's your turn.
When it's your turn.
When it's my turn.
But it is not your turn right now. Instead, we come to Big Nasty. He turns his gaze into the alley. And the only reason you can tell is that this dark, shadowed figure where appear to be large, glowing eyes in its head.
Oh, fuck.
You can see the glow as little orange fires. That sort of a glow through the thick, thick fog. So, not enough to really place, but yeah, that's not good.
Oh.
And he comes forward into the alley. He's going to see what he can see. It stomps into the alley. Treading forward, smashing things as it walks in, looking around, it does not appear to see any of you as it continues down the alley. Vervin, you're next!
I think I'm gonna hold my action for the moment.
Okay.
Because they're all over here, and he's coming closer, right?
He went past you down the alley, and there are several others that are preparing to move into the alley.
Yeah, I'm going to hold my action.
Spark, would you care to do something? There's three others moving in following him. They're basically right up by you. What do you want to do?
Since this doesn't take verbal...
That's good.
I'm going to do a minor illusion.
All right.
Coming from the other... more towards the center of town, not down the alley, you know, near the opening to the alley.
Okay.
Shouting voices. I'm doing a minor illusion of shouting voices of the guard, telling them that the beasts are this direction. That's what they're saying. Their beasts are in this direction, and it sounds like it's coming closer.
Okay. Take about a moment. They don't seem to react.
Okay. That's my action.
So then the others move down. You see three figures move past you, following the big one, and there's another mass, larger mass of them still in the street. They've spread out a little bit, basically blocking the whole entrance to the alleyway. Although you can't tell exactly how close to the alley they are. Like I said, very thick fog. All you can see are shadows. So they all appear to be holding their actions, and now it moves around again to Coins. What does Coins wish to do?
Do I want to fuck with them? Of course I want to fuck with them.
No, follow them.
Oh. No. I'd much rather just stay where I'm at. But I'm trying to decide if, like, what if I took my mage hand and I just, like, poked one on the shoulder behind it? But that might provoke them. I'm just going to hold my action and just try not to shit myself.
Okay! That's good.
Maybe start calling you Seagull.
Better than Snack.
Seagulls can still be snacks.
I'll be your albatross, man.
Bigger snack.
Further down the alley,
back
towards your house, you can hear the large one bellows again. And the three that got past you hurry up down the alley towards it. Whereas out of the others that were still in the street, four more run down the alley past you, or kind of lope down the alley past you.
Okay, are there any left in the street?
Well, there's two shadowy figures. You can't tell if there's only two. But that's what it appears to be.
Okay.
I would note also, if you wish to attack the four as they run past you, you do have advantage.
Yes, but I'm a sorcerer.
Uh-huh.
I'm not engaging four.
I'm a coward, so I'm not engaging four.
That leaves me, and I sure as hell am not taking on the whole group by myself.
Well, you'd have backup at that
you're
point.
You're a paladin!
I mean, you were the one that just drew your sword because you're like, oh, you're bad. Gotta kill you. We could have just let them go.
Yeah.
But no, you had to give one and piss off its leader. Well done.
The leader was already pissed off, so...
Well, do you want to make him angrier? He bellowed!
Is he a bull?
I mean, he may well be. I have no idea what the hell these things are.
He could be a minotaur.
I'd much rather have them all... I don't want to be caught between two groups, so...
It's
not my turn, so...
So are you going to basically just hold your action then, like...
Yeah.
The coward does? Okay. Spark! There's only two, apparently, still in the street.
Okay.
What would you like to do? Cough.
Well, I'm going to sneak past and see if I can get close enough to I can actually identify them as threats or just others. Because I still don't trust all this.
Are you going to try to sneak or are you going to try to investigate?
Sneak. So that is a total of 11.
All right. you appear to sneak out of the alley and up the street the way they came. It's the only way you could really go.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to sneak up and they don't appear to notice.
Okay. Now, I haven't done an action. This is all moving.
The two that are still in the street appear to be basically around the body of their companion. The one that wasn't turned into viscera and gore, the other one. They appear to be basically maybe guarding the corpse? You're not sure. But that's where they are. That leaves an opening to the north through and past if you're stealthy enough. They don't seem to do anything. Those who held their actions, coward and
smart
paladin, I believe the coward is first to attempt to do something.
Okay. So I've been listening to these vocalizations. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And being a Kenku, I can perfectly copy that. So what I'd like to do is throw my voice down the alleyway.
You have to have been
the way they came?
For that.
Not the way they came, the way that they went.
The way they went. But like you said, you have to have ventriloquism.
Can I do it with minor illusion?
You use perform.
You can attempt it with perform, yes.
What about minor illusion?
Well, minor illusion will clearly do it.
Oh, okay. Well,
it allows you to mimic a sound down wherever you want it to be, right? Right?
Yeah, I'll just do... Well, fuck it. I'll just sneak past him. Why complicate things? I'll just sneak past them.
Okay.
In case you're trying to be in character, come on.
So, roll that sneak. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Ouch!
Did someone roll a one? Someone roll a one!
The rogue. Roll a one.
Trips over
slipping on his own...
ball bearings.
Ball bearings!
Oh, of course.
Slips to the ground. The two turn and... leap in your direction.
Trash cans
you
go
are
flying.
Prone to the ground.
This happens every time. How is this guy not dead already?
Don't know.
I've had all of my blood drained.
There's some divine
hijacked by a giant fucking maggot. Now I'm tripping on my own balls. Ugh, this
oh
guy.
God.
He's supposed to be graceful.
I'm sorry. Coins and Vervin, it's your action.
I think I'm going to have to protect him.
So you're going to leap out. You already had your sword out. So.
Yeah.
They are moving at him. So you leap at the one closest, I assume.
Yep.
Okay. Well, he's within range. Please. Are you going to smite? Sorry. You get to attack. You get to roll to see if you attack first.
Yeah, I don't attack first.
You don't
hit. You don't smite.
Hit.
You whiff.
I whiff.
Okay.
You panic. For my
Bert,
sheer stupidity.
You snuck away and then you hear a commotion as your companion falls to the ground. You see a dark figure and then these two move at the other dark figure. And you see another dark figure step out of the alley and you're just seeing this chaos of motion. What do you do?
I'm going to go back. And when I get there, I'm going to open up with magic missiles.
You can clearly move with... only snuck away a little ways.
Then I'm just going to... Magic missiles.
Oh.
At one or both?
One.
One. Left or right?
Right.
Okay. Right would be the one into the street more, so she's attacking the one on your left. So you're attacking number two.
Luckily it wasn't a
total
one.
Total of 10 damage.
Ow.
Ow.
10 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Okay. So it's their turn. Now they are presented with a prone Kenku. They're presented with a tabaxi in their face shooting little bolts at them.
I didn't get right up close.
And a paladin.
Suicidal.
Excuse me.
Like I said, there was a mass of figures, so you had to get close enough to
differentiate.
So. That would have been a figure number. Three. Coins?
Yeah.
The first one that strikes at you, rolled a one!
Ha! Ah, join me on the ground, bitch.
No, he does not fall. But he does slam his weapon into the ground, and you hear the sound of shattering.
Neat.
Snapped his horn?
No. Maybe broke off claws. You're not sure. You just start a screeching, breaking sound. And it snarls and seems quite displeased.
Oh, I rolled a d20 for the first level spell I cast, and I rolled a 9.
All right, good.
Just letting you know.
That's fine. Thank you. I forgot about your wild magic. But, hey, that's okay, because number two, attacking you, Spark, because you shot him, rolled a 10. And with all the fog and everything, he does not hit you. Doesn't even come close. You do feel a refreshing breath of air as what may have been a claw went past you and didn't even come close.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry. That commotion may have been heard. It was, and you hear figures running back in your direction through the alley. So, you've got one turn before they arrive, so it comes back to coins.
Get up.
Yeah.
I would suggest you get up.
I'm going to attempt to get up.
Do you have any spells you can cast or anything you can do?
Well, he can still attack. I mean,
oh, okay.
He can attack.
You just lose 10 feet. You lose half your movement getting up from prone.
Oh, that's fine. He doesn't
affect
right
your
there.
Attack.
It's
yeah.
right fucking there.
Yeah. So, the one that shattered on me, I want to put it to sleep. I want to cast sleep on it.
Oh, yeah. He has a save, does he not?
I don't remember. I assume he would.
I think he does. I think it's a wisdom save, but let me just look it up real quick here.
Because here's what I'm thinking. We'll put that guy to sleep, we'll take care of the other one, and just get the fuck out of there.
Sleep. Since creatures into magical slumber roll 5d8, the total is how many hit points of creatures this spell can affect.
5d8, those are d6s. So roll a d8 five times.
Yes. And actually, is that one creature or is it like...
Creatures.
Ooh, it's number of hit dice.
Creatures within 20 feet of you.
I'll try to put both.
And you choose where it's centered at.
You can choose to put your friends.
It doesn't have to be centered on you. It can be centered on anywhere, anybody.
It'll be centered between them. So I just want to put both of them to sleep.
Starting with the creature that has the lowest current hit points, each creature affected by this spell falls unconscious until the spell ends.
Do they get a save?
Until the sleeper takes damage or someone uses an action to shake or slap the sleeper awake. It does not say that they get a save.
So it must be just hit points. So we have 3, 4, 11, 17, and 21.
Is it total hit points or is
total
it
total hit points
divided by how many?
21.
You divide it any way you want. So it starts with the one with the lowest hit points in that zone, and then the next one, and then the next one, etc., until you run out of point,
gotcha,
or you can't completely take them out.
So, if that's the case, if it starts with the one with the lowest hit points, or is that what you're wanting to do?
No, yeah. That's what it says. It starts with the lowest hit points.
So, the one that you, Sir Spark, shot, number two, collapses.
Okay.
The one with the broken claws does not.
Well, I hope that doesn't blow up in my face.
Thank you.
So I'm going to put a circle on him because he's asleep. All right. So Coins did a rather useful action, actually.
Of course he did.
Bourbon, would you care to act? I assume you're still attacking number one, the one that did not fall asleep.
Yes. 22 to hit for 8 points.
Slice!
Sorry, no magic.
It cries out.
No magical feats.
Mm-hmm. More grunts than anything. Spark, it is your turn.
All right. Well, seeing as how this one is unconscious at my feet, you won't be able to make a save, so firebolting him for 9 points of damage.
Shoot, shoot.
I don't think it doubles
with spells. It's only melee attacks. If you do a melee attack on an unconscious creature, you get...
Oh, you're shooting the one that's down?
Yes.
Why? We're shooting the one that we have so that we can kill that one and then we just leave that one and get out of here.
If you shoot the one that's asleep, it wakes up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I know.
Okay.
The whole reason I put it to sleep is so that we only had to deal with one.
But I don't want to kill it.
Fine.
Hey, you know, it's his...
He's doing his thing.
You did 9 damage, you said, right?
Yes.
Alrighty.
All right. It wakes up.
Mm-hmm. It's very unhappy.
It's mildly on fire, but that's okay.
It's fine with me.
Take that off, because it's not asleep anymore. And it also bellows. Sleepily, but bellows.
Mm-hmm. It's cracking.
How fitting! It bellowed! Okay, so... The dragon has called, which means we need to quickly finish up this initiative round. Which leaves it to the two of them. It's their turn. Number one is going to come after you, Vervent. You did kind of smack it good. But you have a bodacious armor class, and it strikes at you but does not hit. Number two gets up and tries to go after the person who lit it on fire! You have been struck, sir.
Okay.
You take 5 damage.
Okay.
So, that knocks you to... I'm keeping track over here. Okay. So, here. And as the round ends, a very large and pissed off dark thing bursts out of the alley with its friends in tow. And actually, they hit bump in because you stepped out of the alley to attack that one. They basically smash into you, knocking you into the street.
That's not nice.
That's clattering and wails and guffaws, and we will pick this up next time. So until then, I'm your DM, Scormus. And... We don't have a catchphrase yet!
Catchphrase!
Generic catchphrase endings. What do we use for pixels and dice? Whatever. Bye!
Bye.
I said say bye, Spark!
Bye, Spark.
Thank you for joining us on the Knights of the Tabletop Podcast. Please return for our continuing adventures next week, and let us know what you think of the show at scormy.com, or whatever service you use to receive this podcast.